Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful program. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we'll go there probably in about 15 minutes. So the Lightship is Source Energy. Nothing to do with aliens, UFO stuff. Remember, this program is not about anything like that, in case you may think that it could be, if this is the first time listening. So I am anti-alien and anti-Galactic Federation stuff, because they haven't helped us. So anyway, that's where all the channeling comes from, of different people and the archangels and all this stuff that people normally try to bring in. That's all the light of the darkness energy. It's nothing to do with Source, because Source energy doesn't have judgment. And if it doesn't judge, then it can't be in duality. And just our vocabulary here puts us into the duality situation. So you need to realize that Source energy doesn't judge. So whatever is coming across with maybe people out there talking about things, government things, things happening, and there's all different types of things that people try to think of as being real and correct and true, and it may sound good, but nothing to do with Source. So if you hear anything coming down the pike, we'll say about something happening from Source energy, Source energy doesn't judge, and it doesn't give any information out. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. So this is all energy which is heart-based, doesn't deal with duality. And what we're going to do is go to the Lightship tonight for physical healing. And what I want you all to do is to go to the light beam, just scroll down on Creation Lightship healing page here. We'll activate the light beam so that you can have a wonderful experience. And the healings that we do tonight will only work live on this program. So we'll see if our co-host is on. And today's date, in case anybody's wondering, is August 11th, 2012. Interesting. 8/11/12. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Radio. We're on Station 2 tonight, and we call it Saturday Night Live on the Lightship because, as Ron said, the healings only work live today, August 11th, 2012. And while we're on the Lightship, Ron likes to take requests for various rooms, and he is our only escort to the various healing areas. And so you can type in your request in the user-friendly fast chat that's on the BBS radio page. And it's easy to use. You just go there. That's where the light being is, too. You can scroll down to below the flashing lotus, and you'll see the face of the light being, and there's also an indicia as well. And so tonight, Ron, looking forward to the healings. I see a lot of people already putting down their requests, which is fantastic. Will we also be activating some water later during the show, possibly?
Yeah, we could do that. In fact, we could do the water before we go to the Lightship, if you wish. So let's do that, everybody. Get a glass of water ready. That way we won't forget. This show goes by very quickly. And we'll bring in the peaceful, sleeping, drinking water. And let's get a glass of water. It'll work for this evening. If you happen to be listening to the program from somewhere else, then and you're maybe in a different country, could be daytime. We're here turning in tonight. So you may want to get life force energy. So on the call today that we had, our four-hour call, the start of our healing marathon here for body rejuvenation, I was working with the orb energies and lymphatic system, so we'll be doing that also tomorrow. And I'll probably get a healing for lymphatic toxicity to give out to the people on the call, and maybe see if I can get an orb clearing up or something. So, it was quite interesting. I'll do a sample of that right now for everybody. It only works live right now on this program. So here we go. I'm going to take away some orb energies from you that are connected to your lymphatic system, toxins, and you may feel your body changing. So here we go. On a count to 10 to bring the energy in to get it released from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do our water charging, everybody. You should have your water ready for you here. So let's do that here. Here we go. Water charging. Hold your glass of water. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So enjoy your water. And we'll go to the light shift shortly here. So anything you want to talk about, Kathy? Anything on the fast chat we need to be concerned with? Any special questions? And I'm writing down some of these rooms here to go into.
Okay, well, you're doing that. I'll just read this wonderful testimonial you got today, Ron, in the CLS questions at Yahoo. It's from Kevin, who last Monday called because he wanted some assistance from you regarding feeling invisible. And anyway, so he writes, since last Monday's program where I asked you, Ron, about my feeling invisible, I took some of the many suggestions given to me by you and the listeners. On Wednesday, I was asked to have my photo taken to put in the company newsletter for a new project I was just assigned. So, recognition and after 32 years, and prosperity as a big cherry on top.
That's great.
He's thanking you. He's thanking you and everyone. Thank you, Kevin, for sharing your letter. And also, anyone else who has some testimonies like that for healings that Ron has suggested that you've tried or you've received help in the fast chat from other people, and there's always lots of support here, please share it with Ron, and I can read it, or Carrie can read it if you wish. And it's always helped everyone to know what the outcome was. And thank you so much again, Kevin, and everyone else for your help. So on the fast chat, some people are commenting about what a great session it was today on the ascension preparation, healing intensive on the light ship. And people are feeling the positive energy and the spirit infusion that was done. And I think some people would like to carry on with that again. And the lungs, the orbs clearing, all that was just great, they're saying. So perhaps in some of these rooms we can address those issues, the lungs, the amber energy for the kidneys that you, or the liver that you cleared, and maybe some of that golden whale energy. Well, as we go along, we'll see.
Hey, yeah, we'll see how it works here. So let's work with, before we go to the light ship, we'll go there in 5 minutes here. Let me see what we can do here. Let's do a timeline crash for breathing. Here we go. So this is kind of like dealing with lungs. and also breathing. So let's do that. So timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in some special oxygen for healing here. And it's coming in, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just see if that feels any better for everybody here. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. O'Hare's saying it sure was nice to be in the pure light for 4 hours straight today. And Cindy says she's hot from the last clearing. Some people did get warm, or as she's saying, actually hot. And Mike P is saying it's great to hear that testimonial. A lot of people are applauding Kevin here. Thanks for sharing. And so let's see. Cindy's posted the phone numbers if somebody would like to call in later. After we're done with the light ship, it's on page one or two of the archives for the fast chat. Also, the phone number is listed on BBS radio page station two, and there's a toll-free number there. I guess I can read it out loud. If someone has a mobile device, they can write it down. It's 888-429-5471. That's the toll-free number. Thanks, Cindy, for posting those numbers. Okay, Ron, well, could go on and on in the fast chat here. A lot of comments, but I don't want to hold everybody up.
Let's go to the light ship. So this is where you want to request your healing. Healings work according to your faith, and your faith is your ancestors' beliefs, because what they have programmed in you is so much more than what you have in this lifetime. Remember, that's why you look the way you look. It's like your parents, typically, or somebody. So, here we go. So, request your healing on the light ship. Do it for each room that you're in, maybe every minute or two. And you're going to be also in other rooms that I don't mention. So, we're ready to go up. We'll bring up our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. This is which you can bring along with you. Can't bring people unless they're live on the call. So here we go. And if they are in the room with you, then if they can hear my voice, they can also go up without any problem. Somebody asked me that question, that their kids are in the room doing something, and they didn't really know if they were listening or not. But if they are in the room and my voice is there, it will connect to them. That's how your plants and animals go up. So here we go, going up. So I'll count to five. You're going to feel the room change around you as you're being brought into zero time. And nothing will be connected to you because everything here is working with energetic cordings. That's why you have a natal chart that the planets cord you. So everything on this planet will definitely cord you. Source energy, that doesn't happen. So here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you're there. And the rooms that we go into are rooms that materialize instantly for us, and they're no longer there once we leave. This is the way it works. And the source energy, the light beams, do materialize into a physical form that we're normally accustomed to seeing here. And here we go. So going up into the first room. And this is where the manatees are. So they're going to be in the water. There's manatees there. So, again, request your healing. Here they come. And you may actually feel the energy around you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to go into an oxygen room with the bubbly water energies, kind of like Alka-Seltzer in a sense, in a big container, and their cylinder. And this is going to help us out with our lungs as we're breathing this water into our lungs right now. And we can breathe under the water, and the water will go into our lungs throughout our whole body. So here it comes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'm going to go into another room. We have somebody requesting blood clots, so we're going to do that here. Going into another room, specialized room for healing. And here we go, going into this room. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And another room we're going into. And what we're going to do is go into a room that has a lot of colored lights that kind of flash off and on. So you might actually see that. Most of the colors are not in our visible sight. So, but the ones that you do see will be. So here we go into this room. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the flower room. And I see a lot of, looks like white and like pink roses. I'm also seeing sunflowers. I'm seeing like daisies. So this is a very, very beautiful room. So here we go. Going into this room, request your healing. And also, along with that is the bumblebees. So we have bumblebees in the room too, and hummingbirds. So here we go. One, two, three. Energies are coming to you. Request your healing. Four and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. We're going to a room that has a unicorn. Somebody requested white unicorns. So here we go. Going into this room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location. And you're in your own room that you requested, too. But this one is where they work with our adrenal glands and our kidneys. And looks like also back muscles, lower back muscles. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And going to another room. This is a room where they work with our blood. And also blood purification, get rid of toxicity, and working with our liver. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and another request for horses. So let's go to where little like ponies are here. And here they come. And I guess they're like little palominos. So here we go, going into this room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a request for dragons. So this would be great. Wonderful room. Here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And so let's go into a room where they have dogs and another room that has cats. So if you wish to have those particular animals help you, I'll go into the room that has dachshunds here and enjoy that here. Whatever you want to go into, you can. Maybe like St. Bernard's or something. But I'll go to where little dachshunds are. So going into this room for healing, and you have your own choice of what dog you'd like or cat. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have a request to go to one of the planets of light. So we'll do that at the end of the call here. Let's go into the food court, and we'll get some nutrients there. So again, we're going into the room that has the golden plate that you put your hands on. You're going to become energized, and doing that right now. And here comes the energy into your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go to a room where they have one of the energies here that was on this planet when Jesus was born. It was the star Bethlehem. It's a defense fleet ship. So we'll go and visit that here. Different part of the light ship. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now, maybe we'll go out on a light ship tonight. We haven't done that for months. So let's do that. So we're going to go to a different part of the light ship. This is where they have the defense fleet. Remember that. So the defense fleet is here to battle the darkness at the time of ascension. So here we go. So we're going into one of the light ships here. And you're being instructed how to maneuver it, how to control it. Going up some steps here. There's a crew, typically, of the way it looks right now, of six people, six beings there. And they only work with the darkness, attack the darkness, when they're confronted. And they get confronted because of the aliens taking away free will, free choice. So when something happens, then they can go out and attack it. They don't look for problems or things unless they get involved with an attack on them. So here we go. And they look for parts of you. So we're in the light ship now. We're going to be going out shortly here. We're just being talked and mentioned. They're telling us how we need to fly the ship. And this one here is larger than most of them. We all have our own. This one is about 250 foot in diameter. Normally, they're 100 to 120 feet, typically. This is a pretty large one. And you're being instructed how to maneuver it right now. And you might actually see the screens in front of you. It is all physical, and it works typically instantly as you project. Your heart-centered thoughts, it will command and work that way along with what you choose to do physically. And you're out of time, so as the aliens out there and the UFOs are using their time-based reality, which is what they live in, to attack, the light doesn't live in time, so it can probably watch for quite a long amount of time and actually watch the lasers come at the light ship. Defense fleet ship before it gets struck, so it can maneuver out of the way or just destroy the aggressor instantly. So here we go. We're going out of the landing bay here. You might want to move your hands up and down. You're going to feel that you are in an artificial gravity setting right now. And we're going out into the universe of light right now. And we're going out, so one-third of the way out. Two-thirds, and now we're completely out. And if you notice, your arms may feel a little different. You're going to feel much more when you come back in again as we do the same exercise. So we're going to go out and see what the militaries are doing fighting the aliens, number one. And number two, we'll just probably go out and just do some investigating here. So what we're doing is looking around for people that are on the conference call. They're in quarantine, even though we haven't been on the call, and it starts tomorrow. They're still, or they are right now, since we started today, in quarantine. And they're looking, Lightship is looking for bits and pieces of you, if you're on that call, to put you back together again, because you're important to the light, because you're part of the light. And so right now we're going into one of the dark side universes looking for, looks like somebody's little finger or something. I'm seeing little finger energy. And we're going into a lot of the darkness looking for this here, looking for part of the spirit energy of the body, and also the spirit energy that looks out of the eyes that was abducted. And we're looking for that. If you have your little fingers feeling a little different right now, it's because Lightship is looking for the parts of you that were stolen by the aliens. And that would be the Galactic Federation energies. So they're looking for those right now and going out and bringing back to the Lightship into quarantine the parts that have been struck down by darkness. And then you have to have it reconstructed back into you again. So here we go. We're doing that right now. And we're also going into other locations. We're looking for, looks like people's eyes right now. And also looking for, looks like parts of heart energy, physical hearts, and also eyes and ears. So we're doing that now. This is real time for me as I'm checking this out. And what happens is the light freezes time, and then that's how they terminate the aliens. So right now there's some trying to aggress upon our ship, so you're going to be pushing probably a little button or something, and you're going to watch with the little keypad in front of you, you're going to watch the alien ships get terminated. A lot of these are pretty large. Some could be the size of a couple of states put together. Some could be, you know, all the ones that I have seen typically are at least a mile across. If, you know, that's probably the smallest one that I've seen so far. The replicas here in the ship clouds that they bring in are just a smaller projection of what they really are. So here we go. Let's start battling the aliens now. And here we go. So you might be seeing some ships being terminated. And the light will automatically look for the energies that they have stolen from the light and put everything back into balance if possible. This could be part of your body parts. And we're going into another location here, more into darkness. You might feel the density as you look out of the plane here, out of the ship. And it's going to look like, I'm seeing a lot of silver energy, so they must be doing something with silver, trying to camouflage the area. So we're going to stop time, and if you notice, when time is stopped, right away, instantly, you're seeing a lot of the Black Widow energies out there. So these are being taken out right now. And if you notice to the right side of you, you're going to see some of the military forces also fighting these Black Widow energies. And so we're doing that now. And let's go into another location, and we'll make it a little bit lighter for people. We'll go out, we'll go to a planet of light. We're going to leave the darkness energies after battling a few of the aliens that are there and a few of the ships and go into a planet of light. So we're approaching that right now. And we're going to go inside of one of these planets here. These planets are not involved with the darkness. So we're going to go down inside the planet here. And you're going to see what I'm seeing is a lot of flower energies. And it feels very, very light, very airy. And we'll bring in the flower essence that I'm seeing here. So here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five, and again, one, two, three, four, and five. This is the energy coming. And just kind of enjoy this here. And if you have been under attack by aliens, at night or sometime feeling pinpricks or know that you've been abducted and you can recall it, right now we're going to bring up that energy and go out and deal with it. So we're doing that right now. There's a lot of people that have been under attack by aliens, and we're going out right now if that's happened to you. And we're going to start terminating these energies with the light ship. And if you notice, you're going to be seeing probably like a laser beam being shot off. It's can pulsate. It's instant. So as you watch the alien trying to maneuver around to get away from what they think they're going to be hit with, we'll say, but they cannot do anything because once you push that little button, they're gone. It's like they're zapped. And there's no residue left. The light just completely destroys everything in darkness. And all you might see is a flash of light, and that's it. Next, we're going to another location. And we're going to go to one of the main bases here that I'm seeing here, which is Galactic Federation headquarters, in a sense, and start taking that out here. This one here is quite a ways out. You may find, if you listen to channelers, this is where a lot of the information from Archangel Michael comes from on the channeling. So you might actually notice, if you happen to listen to that stuff, that they may start changing the way they're talking or something. They have to put in more programs. So this is one of the main alien energies that deals with Archangel Michael, which is the light of the darkness. Remember, light never channels. So this is being taken out right now. And you might actually see or sense the energies. If you have any connecting cords to you, you might feel them drop off of your body as they connect with a lot of people to sidetrack them on their spiritual path here. And here we go, getting out some more stuff. They're dealing with more other Federation forces right now, taking them out. You might actually be able to see these ships get terminated instantly. We probably have went through, as what I'm seeing is about 150 of their ships are taken out, which isn't a whole lot, but it is something here. And let's go into another location here. And this one here is where they somehow have a lot of the artificial intelligent programs for the angels. So we're going to be dealing with that here. So there's many angels that people are channeling here. And this is maybe the clearinghouse for that. So if you notice, they're also being taken out. Okay, let's go to a lighter note here. Let's go back to that planet of light. And we'll go to another location. We'll go into where they have special oxygen there. It's kind of a bluish atmosphere. You might actually sense that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, we're there. And we'll start to come back now. And you may really enjoy the battle. So if you do, you may want to enlist in the forces that are fighting the aliens. You can't do it from the light ship, but you can do it elsewise. But we may do an enlistment next Saturday, if you like the way this feels here. Normally, your body will feel very energized and be at complete peace, because you can't deal with these things in judgment. So that's the way you have to go into battles, is non-judgment, and then things start attacking you, and then that gets taken away. So let's go back into the light ship here. So we're traveling back instantly. We're coming almost into it, so we're one-third of the way in. You may want to move your hands up and down, back and forth. And you can feel the energy get denser, two-thirds of the way in. We're going into artificial gravity, and now we're in. Okay, so we have a request to go into, I guess, the frog room. I like that. So we're giving thanks to the light beings that helped us out here. You can also inspect the light ship that you were on, the defense plate ship. And some of them have a little tarnish around their material, which means they probably took some hits. You may have actually felt that. Sometimes your body will actually jerk back a little bit as you're fighting, as the ship gets, shot at. But basically, they repair themselves instantly. So we're going into the frog room. Here we go. Frogs are coming. A little stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into one other room here, and we'll go into the room that has the beavers. Then we'll be coming back. So here's the beaver energy. So request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Let's go into a room where they work with bones. So if you have any bone conditions, problems, we'll go into that room right now. And request your healing. Here we go. So use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's go and come back here. So our animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us. We're coming down. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So back to you, Kathy. See how you're doing.
Oh, wow. Ron, the comments in the chat room are coming in fast. I'm sure, like everyone who experienced this, it was very self-empowering, and I feel so much more confident after that, being on the defense fleet. I feel more self-empowered. And then the trip to the Planet of Light, that was just absolutely amazing. It just made me feel wonderful, although I'm one of those who can't see. I just sense it and feel it. And the flowers are just, I could just smell and feel the flowers around. It really settled me.
Yeah.
And so.
That's nice. Yeah. And then when you're in the defense fleet, when we were battling there, I remember all these things out there, these archangels and whatever people channel, or if you heard about them, they're courting everybody. That's why we took a lot of these out to water down maybe the New Age movement for people who are doing all this weird stuff, thinking that they're channeling the light or bringing the light in and asking the light for protection and all this other stuff that does not do anything to you. Some people surround themselves with light thinking that's going to help. Well, what light are you doing? Only light you have is your spirit. So these people think that they can bring in something outside of themselves to protect them. And a lot of these archangels are being used for that, which are the darkness, created by the light of the darkness. And they have their own agenda as they connect and cord you. And so you may feel a big relief as these things are taken off of everybody tonight. So hopefully it'll be a little better, and you might feel your body less, less negatively, okay? So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, a lot of people are just posting so many comments. I really don't know where to start, so I think maybe I'll start towards the end here where we were on the defense fleet. David posted here. David says, when alien ships are destroyed, does that automatically take out any timelines that they created?
Yeah, because they have to use their thought energy to create the timeline. So they're the they manifest the timeline. Remember, they manifest the film footage, the script that you're playing with and on and living. So once you get rid of them, then all that should go away. So, yes, that would be correct.
Cynthia is asking, are they backtracking where the attack on us came from?
Initially, yeah, that's what we were doing because we had to go in and remember your history of who you are or her story, okay? if you're male or female, okay? Who you are is the thoughts of your ancestors, and from that you have abduction points throughout your genetic history. And so that can bring forth your physical problems in this lifetime. So they do go back and connect to it in a sense to take out the energy. So what they were doing is when the people that are going to be on the call tomorrow and the ones on the call today, the 8-hour intensives that we have, body rejuvenation, that's what we do in quarantine is go out and look for the parts of you that the aliens have stolen. And then from there, you get put back together again. So it all is backtracking. And the light has to do that to go into darkness to find the parts of you, that which is the parts of it, that it lost to the darkness. How it got lost is a whole nother can of worms, but basically it has to look for itself during ascension. That's what it's doing now. So, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, I'm hoping to hear a beep because I posted in the fast chat that those who can see, I wish they'd call and tell us what they saw. But for now, I'll just read some comments. Earl says they never saw that coming at all, the webs, the darker ships, the attack I think he's referring to. Cindy's, this is funny, thanks for the trip. I felt relaxed and almost drunk. Liz says the Black Widows are pretty huge and creepy. And Pat says it's beyond words, isn't it? Sharina says, I love that. It was just so great. And yes, for the enlistment. So Sharina enlisted. Yay. And David said, okay, on destroying timelines. Earl said, very interesting sight. Stephanie, I love stopping time. Cammie said, that was serious work. This feels more relaxing. Thank you. So Marcia noticed the flowers on the Planet of Light. She says, those are energetic flowers. They don't look as physical as the ones on this planet. Is that correct?
Yeah, the ones that I saw were kind of see-through. So they didn't really look physical, but they were there, kind of like looking through, like if you painted a picture on a window screen. That's kind of how it looked to me. So they're very, very light, and they would float. So it wasn't as if it was stuck to one location, it could actually move around. So,
Oscar says he saw a lot of light. He said they use a lot of light mending. He says the defense ship rooms where they work on us, he saw a lot of light mending that you mentioned. And Sharina's wondering if anyone other than you, Ron, is 100% together yet.
Not that I know of, because you're still in time. I'll put you where I live, so let's do that. So I'll put you first out of time on the timeline. This is when time stops for you, and you do stop time. Time does stop when you're connected to your spirit and you're doing something that's creative, and then all of a sudden you realize that you've been doing something for hours, and all of a sudden maybe you get hungry all of a sudden. You go, wow, I should have eaten at noon, and it's like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. What happened? Well, that's because you're in spirit energy. You're actually in the energy from your spirit, which would be source energy that your spirit brought with it, okay? So I need to kind of describe that, because source energy is all around, but we're in the land of darkness here. So all that you have with you is like a little scuba diver, we'll say, with the backpack on, with the oxygen tanks, and that's your life force, kind of like your spirit energy. And that's the way it works, that you can never go to light. You already have it with you. At ascension time, it's different. And then you go into, hopefully, as you get your parts, collected, you go into light all the time, and you don't have to worry about duality like we have here. But here we're in duality, so that's the way it is. So I'll stop time on the timeline that you're living on, controlled by the aliens. So here we go. One, I'll count to 5, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and time has stopped for you right now. So it'll be kind of similar to what you may have experienced when we went to the light ship. Things will still be connected to you, but you're going to feel maybe less pressure. Maybe the thoughts inside of your head are less than what they were before. Remember, the programs that you'd be running typically, since we stopped time, would not be running with you. I'm not 100% correct, but we'll just use that as being like a truth here. And now what I'll do is put you where I live here, which is out of time completely, as I'm not controlled by time or timeline. That's why I can do these healings. So here we go. 1, and I'll count to 5 again. This will be source energy, not with no information, nothing to do with time at all. 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. And now you're completely out of time like you'd be on a planet of light. And if you notice, it may be hard to read the words on the fast chat. When I look at it, I have to get into duality to read them, but I just look at it, and nothing really relates to me. There's no energy on the words. And you might feel the same thing. If you try to think of a thought, it's no longer there because thoughts are made up of letters, which make words. And since all the words that we have are from duality, they don't exist in source energy. And right now you're out of time. So I'll leave you there for a couple of minutes here. We'll just allow everybody to kind of feel relaxed. You might feel your body becoming less pressurized. You might start to relax a lot. The muscles might start to loosen up because there's nothing that's connected to them energetically like cords right now, because you're not dealing with thoughts and you're not on any timeline. So hopefully you're all feeling pretty well. And plus the clone that's probably listening to me doesn't know kind of what's happening because it's now at peace also. Remember, it's a life form. You're still living. And it's just enjoying the peace. Remember, source energy would be peace energy. And that's the only way we could really describe it here with the word. It would be pure peace without duality. And so this may make you understand why the light ship and the defense plate there took out the like the headquarters of the Galactic Federation for the channeling of the archangels and things, because they're dealing in duality and they're making people think that this is light and it's not. So don't ask me why we went that way. I have no idea, but that's what the light ship chose to do. I'm sure that there's other aliens out there that will probably rematerialize us over again, but the ones that we took out are no longer available. So, Kathy, back to you. And we'll put you back into duality, everybody, so you can listen to the program and not feel like you're just like nowhere. So here we are, coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So most energy will be with you, but you still have to be in duality a little bit here. Then you'll be put back into it more fully when the show ends, as I drop my energy from you. So back to you.
Thank you so much, Ron. My body is very relaxed also. This was such a special experience. Going on the defense fleet, some people had never been on it, and this is very, maybe I'm familiar with it a little bit. And I'm reading some of the comments here in the chat, fast chat. When we got on, Marsha typed that the light around the ship is just incredible. And Derek said it's a glowing consciousness, a glowing conscious light ship. living. It's very interactive, light consciousness. And at the same time, Samantha type, so it feels my fingers without touching the screen. How amazing. And then Jimmy had typed, what's the big screen? So, Ron, do you suppose you could talk about how the light works? Marcia's saying the light, she sees it. She says the light goes right after them. It's a light wave tracing instantly traps them. So could you talk about that a little bit, about what actually happens when we're on the defense fleet?
Yeah, in a sense, when you're there, remember, you're out of time, but you're going into duality. So you're out of time in duality. And so everything that's in duality, you can actually, in a sense, look at, because you're outside of the timeline. So how would I describe this to you? It'd kind of be like flying an airplane at night, looking down upon cities, and you see the different lights being lit up and the, you know, whatever else. You know, you've all probably been on an airplane. So you're actually looking at darkness. And we'll just say that the manifestations would be like a city at night as you look at it. And they don't know that you're there, because all they know is time. So you're going in and out of the timelines, looking for things, looking for parts, bits and pieces of you and other humans that are here that's been abducted. And then when you find it, then you terminate, those things are terminated. So that's kind of maybe what I can say. It's quite interesting when you experience this here. It's probably, for most people, I would say that it's the only way that you can feel good about being here, fighting back and getting rid of the aliens. Because you don't know how much you're underneath their thumb. In fact, your whole life is controlled by them. This is why you feel so good when you go out, because you're getting parts of you back also, and you're getting rid of these energetic cords that are connected to you by the aliens. And so this is why you are more at peace, because there's so much going on with you in manipulation and control and programs that you know nothing about. And by going out doing this like we did tonight, or just being enlisted with the service groups that are out there, the military, fighting the aliens on timelines that do not intersect with ours. If they did intersect with ours, then we'd be looking up and seeing physical aliens in ships terminating the planet. So they're keeping them off of our timeline that is here. And that's just one way of saying it. So the reason why you probably feel more empowered and more centered is because you just got rid of stuff that was probably attacking and attached to you. And it does feel very self-empowering for most people. And that's about maybe all that I can say. It's very, very nice. And, you know, I think everybody enjoys going out to do this. So our show's kind of coming to an end here. So we probably have a minute to go or so. We have our 8-hour call tomorrow. We have three back-to-back Sundays where we take out alien critters. I'll be giving away a couple. We already got two clearings, the slime body and sludge body for people. And I'll be doing something probably with orbs tomorrow. I got to see what I can figure out and what to do to help you out more. So you'll be getting some whole lifetime clearings or something similar, along with being on the call. So it'll definitely be beneficial for everybody on the call. So I guess back to you, Kathy. It starts at 10 o'clock California time. So and it's an 8-hour call, and we break every hour for about 10 minutes. And we do a lot of water activation. So anything you want to add, Kathy, before we sign off here?
Just a few more comments from the people in the fast chat who really enjoyed the experience tonight, going up to the light ship for healing, the light, planet of light, and the defense fleet fighting the aliens experience. I mentioned the screen that people had seen at the same time, and Richard said the whole screen was filled with white intense light in instances as we view the timelines. And Gene said, you're viewing time out of time on the screen.
Yes.
It's hard to describe, right?
Yeah, it's right. Hard to describe that, yeah. Because you mm-hmm. are seeing interference, which is what would be with the light. It would be interfering with the light. You're seeing manifestations that shouldn't be there. So it's kind of like looking up in the sky and seeing maybe clouds or other things that are up there that you know shouldn't be there, and what's behind what you're looking at. You know, it should just be a clear sky. I can't get too much into that. But anyway, I guess it's time to go, everybody. So hopefully you're going to sleep better tonight, feel better, and be more empowered. So blessings, everybody. See you tomorrow, hopefully. And if not, our next BBS program is on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific on Station 1. So blessings. See you later, everybody.